From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, Orlando El Gato Meléndez, a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. In this episode, we're going to bring you one of our How I Made It segments. These are backstories about Latinos in all sorts of walks of life. Orlando El Gato Meléndez is the first and only Puerto Rican-born player to be a member of the historic Harlem Globetrotters. The Globetrotters are an exhibition team that has been around since the 1920s. They're accomplished athletes, and they're known mostly for their theatrical and comedic routines on the court. Orlando got his nickname when he was still a teen in Puerto Rico, when he used to run to the nearest courts to play pickup ball. He said stray cats would follow him as he ran, and eventually, the guys he played with started calling him El Gato, which is Spanish for the cat. El Gato takes it from here.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Hello, everybody. This is Orlando El Gato Meléndez. And I'm the first Puerto Rican in 93 years to be part of the great, great Harlem Globetrotters.
Here they are in Phoenix, the Globetrotters.
Les Harlem Globetrotters se sont mis à brûler.
Los Harlem Globetrotters.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
And the Globetrotters win! The Globetrotters win!
We are a basketball team that started in 1926.
Meet the most colorful comedy act in present-day sport, the Harlem Globetrotters. Idolized by 20 million basketball fans in the USA. Purists say they make a mockery of the game. They clown, they juggle, they fool. But last year in Europe, they played 73 games in 9 different countries and lost only one.
We were created by a white Jewish man called Abe Sapiesky. And the reason why he decided to create a team is because he wanted to give African-American basketball players a chance to play for money because they were not allowed to play professional basketball in the NBA back in 1920s. So he went to a place called the Savoy Ballroom in Chicago, Illinois, and picked up the best African-American basketball players he can find. At first, the name of the team was the Savoy Five, but then he decided to change the name to Harlem because something cool that happened here in Harlem, New York, called the Harlem Renaissance. So it was a lot of famous musicians, famous artists coming out of Harlem. So he decided to change the name to Harlem so everybody would think we're famous. And then he put Globetrotters on the jersey so everybody would think we were traveling around the world. The game of basketball we play today is influenced a lot by the Harlem Globetrotters. Three-point line, we invented it.
Allen for three.
Yes!
The alley-oop dunk.
Here's Irving with the alley-oop. James dunk for this.
The razzle-dazzle dribbling that you guys love to see now.
Curry splits the defense behind the back.
We were doing it since the 1920s. The first time I saw the Harlem Globetrotters, it was super interesting because it was one of those regular days that I was just ready to go home and get ready to go play basketball. And I turned the TV on and I saw the episode when Harlem Globetrotters met Shaggy and Scooby.
The Globetrotters are magicians with a basketball. And Scooby-Doo and Shaggy can make food disappear.
Looks delicious.
But I thought the Harlem Globetrotters were cartoons for a long time. You know, Batman was a cartoon, Superman was a cartoon. And the next time I saw them was once I became a Globetrotter. I grew up in a small town called Juana Díaz in the south of the island of Puerto Rico. The neighborhood was in a hill. You can oversee the town, and you can hear the bells of the Catholic Church on every hour. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to grow and to have family, and everybody supporting everybody. baseball was a part of a daily routine for us. You know, people love baseball because we had so many superstars playing professional baseball in the major leagues.
Number 21, Roberto Clemente.
It's a home run for Bernie Williams.
And this game is tied, Roberto Alomar.
So they always encourage kids to play baseball, but they did not know anything about basketball. And that's the thing that I fell in love with. Every single day I'll wake up, sometimes I go to sleep, and I was just like playing with the basketball in my bed, looking up, shooting it. My dad would be like, hey, you gotta go to bed and take the ball away from me. But next morning I wake up, the ball's right there again. And it just kind of repeated that over and over and over. The way I got into the Harlem Globetrotters was being in the right place in the right time. So I'm finishing my contract as a competitive basketball player. So the exact day, I'm calling my agent saying, hey, we got to work on a new contract, a new team. And I'm coming out of my apartment. And Coach Sam Worthen, who happened to be a professional coach that I knew growing up in Puerto Rico, was coming my way. We kind of bumped to each other. We talked and found out he was working for the Harlem Globetrotters organization. And he asked me, do you want to be a Globetrotter? And I'm like, yeah. And like 3 days later, I get the call. And then I did a really, really good on tryout. And here I am, 7 years later. So now I'm like, whoa, like I'm a Globetrotter now. And I'm sitting down on the bench watching this guy is doing all this amazing tricks. And just like kind of step back from having the uniform on and act, feel like a little kid. Like, this is amazing. This is amazing, the things these guys can do. And then when you realize, I can do these things too. And all the things that happen in the world, and we as Globetrotters, we do something special. We do something positive. And we just creating a memory that people don't want to forget. And that's why I love what I do.
Orlando El Gato Meléndez continues to play and entertain with the Harlem Globetrotters. You can catch him on the court. This episode was produced by Sarah Quevedo and edited by Sofia Palizacá. The Latino USA team includes Fernanda Camarena, Miguel Macias, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, and Janice Yamoka, with help this week from Ginny Montalvo. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Our production manager is Natalia Fidel-Holtz. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Fernanda Uriegas. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again next time, and in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Annie E. Casey Foundation creates a brighter future for the nation's children by strengthening families, building greater economic opportunity, and transforming communities, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Funding for Latino USA's coverage of A Culture of Health is made possible in part by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
And let the ball roll over my arm, behind my neck, to the other arm, again into my left hand. Right? Hope everybody's following this.
It might be hard to pin down what makes a friendship really work.
I feel like we're like the Michael Jordan of friendships. Like, you can't ask Jordan. You can't ask Jordan how he does what he does. He's a freak of nature.
But clearly, some people know how to do it. Check out Life Kit's new guide from NPR on navigating the highs and lows of friendship, or subscribe to Life Kit All Guides for all of our episodes all in one place.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, and next time on Latino USA, we go to Texas to meet Laredo's premier citizen journalist. She's known as La Gordiloca. That's next time on Latino USA.